USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
President Biden speaking at the White House. Those comments coming as people vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. That being said, Biden continues to say this pandemic is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says drivers who've been stranded all day and night on Interstate 95 will soon be put in touch with emergency services like warming centers. Northam tweeting the update as drivers remain deadlocked on the interstate with nowhere to go. Transportation officials calling the incident unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Members of the Virginia Department of Transportation are providing an update on the situation on Interstate 95, where miles of cars remain stuck in over a foot of snow behind a crash involving six tractor trailers. Fredericksburg District Engineer Marcy Parker saying they're making progress in getting things moving, and it's going quicker than she expected.
We have our plow trains, which are trucks and motor graders, ready to go so that when we can get all the traffic off of the interstate, we'll be able to send the plows and the motor graders up to cut out the ice and snow that has frozen to the roadway.
A staggering announcement on Monday from Apple.
Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is suing the Biden administration for its COVID-19 vaccine mandates, calling them unconstitutional. He joins Fox Business to discuss the lawsuit.
There's two cases that will be heard at the Supreme Court dealing with OSHA regulations and also with contract rules, but there are other mandates dealing with individual federal employees. In fact, we have a case right now in federal district court that the courts still need to resolve. So this will not be the end of it. It is just one step in helping restore our constitutional rights.
The Biden administration says vaccines and vaccine mandates will help keep businesses open and keep people safe from COVID-19, especially during the winter season and as the cases of the new variant continue to increase. Negotiations on President Biden's Build Back Better plan are stalled after West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he wouldn't support it. Senator Manchin says he's willing to hear out supporters of Build Back Better.
We'll have to see what their desires are and what their priorities are right now. They feel very strongly about that, and I respect that. I just had a different of opinion. And
a vote expected on Build Back Better later this month. Toyota overtook GM as America's top-selling car company in 2021. It's the first time in decades that GM wasn't the number one auto seller in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.